Yeah, so let's start on my robot.
Finish with the very hard sickies, the slow sickies, hopefully able to move a little bit faster. Amarova. It's actually like Hatsayim Kodeshis. Chesich Mekodeshis, Li Eina Mekodeshis. Amarova. 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 Presumably that's the reason. So Chanami ish omer achmana v'lo chatzi ish. So what's the difference? It says kikach ish isho. Ish means v'lo chatzi isho. So ish means v'lo chatzi ish. Amalei hachi ashto. Osim isle betrei lo chazio. Ela gabma mi lechozo lo betrei. Ve'hochi gomer lo. Ibeino lemin sevach isi nesivno. Rashi says, "Isha mechmana kikachish isha, isha mechmana kikachish. Itzle betrei, lindosi lam yefsha. Hilka chayle kodesh ala palgo. Vechetzio nishal acher, in kenein mekudeshes laze." So chayre pshat in Rashi. Chayre pshat in Rashi is Rashi learning pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying like this. Be'etzem, you can't be mekadesh a chatzi isha, nor can the isha be miskadeshes to a chatzi isha. The only thing is, when he says, iskachi lechatzoi, so we can interpret that he doesn't mean literally she'd be married to Ephemi. He means tibeinu l'minsevachreinu achisa nesivno. So we don't have to see him as being. We don't see it as a kedushin in a chatzi isha. Hashem King, what he says, Chesek Mekudeshishli. That can't possibly mean if you want to marry somebody else, you could, because that's absurd. But therefore, the only way to interpret what he's saying is that he's literally being Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. He wants to be Mekadesh half of her. Mekadesh half of her, that already goes into Chatzi Isha. That's the Pshat in Rashi. That's Rashi of the Gemara. The Hochi Gomelo means, like, we reinterpret what he's saying. Because Gavra is Chozer Lubeitrei, so Hochi Gomelo. So therefore, we can say that Hochi Gomelo. That's all he means. He just means Libeinu L'Misavach Yisin Asivna, but not that. That's the not that he really wants to. Not that he's really being Makadosh to a Chatzish. Rashi means also Linosu Yefsha. She can't marry two men. Hilchoch, Holy Kodesh Elapalga. Therefore, he's being Mekadesh Hefer. What's the therefore? Because she can't marry two men, so therefore he must mean literally, I'm being Mekadesh Hefer. And Hefer is no good. That's Chatzi Isha. And why does Rashi add the words Vechetzi Nishala Acher? Rashi would be simpler with that then. I said it's exactly the cause of Ish v'lechatzi Ish, Ish v'lechatzi Ish. What he wants and what he says is Kachi v'chatzoi. He doesn't mean literally chatzoi. He means Yibayin l'minsim. But when he says Chesich m'kodeshesli, so since it's v'lechatzi l'chatzi, he can't mean anything but literally Chesich m'kodeshesli. And that's exactly the cause of Ish v'lechatzi Ish. What does he have to add? That chetz yonishu l'acher. What's this Tosefos? Vechetz yonishu l'acher. What's that Tosefos being meisiv? So I think the pshat is poshut. Rashi is being meramez to a gemara. I'm sorry, getting. Rafnim Gimel. The sister still give this again. Ibailu. The Rashba talks about this gemara also. Ibailu. Misha chatsi ever the chesi ben chayrin shekidish bas chayrin mal. Chatsi ever and chatsi ben chayrin was makadish bas yisrael. The chatsi ben chayrin has kiddush. The chatsi ever doesn't have kiddush. So in effect, she's marrying half of it. She's marrying the chatsi ben chayrin. She can't marry the chatsi ever. So is that a good kiddush or not? So the Gemara says, "Im tim soleim ben yisrael shomel basi yisrael is katchi lechatzoy mekudeshes." Rashi explained, "Im tim soleim." He doesn't mean what it normally means. "Im tim soleim" means if you want to bring me a raya from the fact that is katchi lechatzoy is mekudeshes. Agamar, that's what Agamar is katchi lechatzoy is mekudeshes. So maybe just like his katchi lechatzoy is mekudeshes, so chasi ev and chasi mekudeshes is also mekudeshes. Not a good raya, says the Gemara, because there chazi lekule, holy chazi lekule. By his katzel chatzoy, she's roy to all of him. By chatzi ev and chatzi ben choyin, she's not roy to all of him. She's only roy to ev. So Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Rashi could have learned differently. Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara in order that she's still with the Gemara. That the Gemara is saying, you do the Rashi. If you want to bring me raya from Hagamar, from the fact that his katchi lechatzoy is mekudeshes, loy domi. Dosa v'chayrin hu v'chazi lekulik. In Hagamar, he's a ben chayrin. All of them could marry her. So what is he saying there? It just means, I want to be able to marry somebody else, like Hagamar. But here she's talking about right to the chatzi of it. So here it's literally Hashi means here it's taka chatzish. You can't be from the chetzi his katch lechatzoy is mekudeshes because she really could be marrying all of them. It's really all of them could get married. Maybe she is marrying all of them. He said chetzi. He just meant but over there where he's taka chatzi and chatzi mekudeshes, you really can't marry the chatzi of it. That's taka chatzish. So maybe over there it's ain't mekudeshes. Then the Gemara goes on and says, "Ve'im tim tzoloimar ben Yisrael ha-mekadish chatzi isha enim mekudeshes." So Rashi learns traveling more. Maybe bring a raya faket from the other half of Rava. Rava said that if you mekadish chatzi isha, she's enim mekudeshes because that's taka. There's no other way to interpret what he's saying. He means literally half of her, and we dashin isha v'le chatzi isha. So maybe that should be a raya here also, just like you can't be mekadesh a chatzi isha, so you can't be mekadesh, you can't have kiddushin with a chatzi ish, and a chatzi ev and a chatzi ben chayin is a chatzi ish, so it should be a raya that ain't a mekudeshes. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya either, because there the shaya b'kinyonai, but over here the le shaya b'kinyonai, over there by chatzi ish and chatzi ben chayin. But actually, over there, by Chetzich Mekudeshesli, he wasn't Mekadosh everything that's available for Kiddushin. So he was Meshayer in the Maisa Kiddushin. So he was Meshayer in the Kiddushin. Maybe that's. He was Meshayer in the Kiddushin. But Shein came by Chetzich Eben and Chetzich Menchorin, whatever is available for Kiddushin, it was Mekadosh. There's no Shir in the Kiddushin. So maybe that's Taka Ben. That's the Bay of the Gemara. The Gemara brings Rais, Lakana, Lakana, the Maisa, the Gemara's. The Rashi by us says it's a bai the lifshit. We never really place it the bai. Now kaponim, it says in that Gemara. After looking at Rishonim of other Rishonim, differently if there is a pshitus. The Rashi says not. There's no to bai the lifshit. Now kaponim, it says in that Gemara that is it sad to say that the chisorin of isha v'lechatzi isha, and likewise the chisorin of isha v'lechatzi ish, is only where there was a shear in the key, was Mishayer in the Kenyan. There was more there to be Mekadesh, and he wasn't. So then she said, then we say Isha v'le Chatzi Isha. But in a case where there's no shear in the Kenyan, like by Chatzi Eben and Chatzi Ben Chayim, where there's no shear in the Kenyan, so then maybe it is a good Kiddush. Later in the Hemshech Lesugah, the Gemara is also a similar case of Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschar. There's one Mekadesh Chatzi Shivcha and Chatzi Baschar. Maybe that also has to do with this. Maybe it's also a Chatzi Isha, but there's no Shir in the Kenyan. So that's the Sugah of it. It's all Sugah. I really, I miss having to go through the whole Sugah of it to see what's the Shir Tzitzim Yishayim. But I'll compare it, that's the Sugah. Linyanenu, that's the for the Chayim. That's the Sugah. Kaponim says in that Gemara that Chatzi Isha is not the end of the story. The Chatzi Isha, but there's room to be mechalek. Maybe Chatzi Isha is only chisorim when you're Meshayer in the Kenyan. Now Meshayer in the Kenyan, because she only is a chatzisha, the other half is a shivcha, or the other half is an eved. So then maybe you don't have the chisoyin of isha v'lechatzisha. So I think that's what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi says, going back to the Rashi by us, it's l'betrei l'nosel mi'efshe. Hilka chayle kodesh el apagla. So by us, there's no other way to interpret what he's saying except that he's talking to mekadesh half of her. And Rashi adds, v'chet shonish el acher. Meaning, there's a half that he was not mekadesh and is left as a free radical. So that's chesed of isha v'chatzi isha. But if there was no half left over, because the other half is not a baski lushin, the other half is a chatzi shivcho, the other half is a chatzi eved in the case of chatzi eved and chatzi minchoyin, then you take at least it's vital ishto, but at least there's a tzad, then maybe that they don't have the chisor of chatzi isha. That's what Rashi means. It's a chatzi isha, the chisor of chatzi isha, at least in that side of the baya. Maybe Rashi shows the baya wasn't, I don't know. But at least in that side of the baya, the chisor of chatzi isha is only because the other half is left available. But if the other half is not left available, you weren't mishayer anything in the kinyan. There's nothing left open. Whatever is kiddushinable, you were makadish, then you take it. That side of the bay, you don't have a chisan of chatzi yishu. I think that's the surface over here in the Rashi. Bakshim Shem. Al kaponim. That's what we have in Shitas. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. That really there is a drush of isha, just like there's a drush of isha v'lechatzi isha. There should be a drush of isha v'lechatzi isha too. The only thing is, by the case of hiskatzi l'chatzoi, we interpret what he's saying to mean. So therefore, the isha v'lechatzi isha doesn't kick in. But be'etzem, there ought to be a chisaron of isha v'lechatzi isha. The Rashba also lives up there. We'll see the Rashba inside, Mitzvah Hashem. Difficult Rashba, but the Rashba seems to learn also al derech zeh. The Rashba says, "Saif Hadvar." The Rashba is busy a lot with, okay, so what is the case of ish v'lechatzi ish? Like, what's that pasuk for? If every time he says it's katzi l'chatzoi, we interpret it to mean something else. So what's the case of the pasuk? There is a pasuk of ish v'lechatzi ish. What case is the pasuk addressing? That's what the Rashba is busy with. But according to the Rashba, learns the Gemara of Etzem al derech Rashi. The Rashba says, "Besaycha v'soif advarim," that therefore, if he said hiskatshi l'chatzoi mamish, you know, he said, "I want you to marry literally half of me," then it could be enim kedushas, because then he's telling me b'feirish he doesn't mean ibein elim sevachris in the sitna. He means I want you to be married to half of me, and that's taka no good. The same way ishu b'lechatzi ish is no good, so ishu b'lechatzi ish is also no good. That's al derech. To that extent, that's basically al derech Rashi. The Rambam seems to have a different shot. Anybody have a Rambam? It's Rambam Ishus. Not this Gemara. This Gemara has it, but it's about Messiah, so that's going to help. I'm right. Ha'im al-isha is katshi l'chatzoi ha'ezni m'kudeshes. Ha'le-mazeh doyme lo'im lo tehi ishti at v'acheres shenim tzosh ein le'el ha'chatzi ish. Avalim omo lo ha'chetzich m'kudeshes li ein m'kudeshes she'ein isha achas ru'yu l'shtayim. Rambam says the reason why chetzich mekudeshes li is not mekudeshes, the reason why chetzich mekudeshes li is not mekudeshes is because she's not royal l'shtayim. According to Rashi, and that's the difference between chetzich and chatzoi. Chatzoi is mekudeshes because he could marry another woman. So he's saying, I want to marry, you know, it's kilu, he's saying, I and somebody else are being mekadesh. But when he says it's chetzich mekudeshes li, so then she's ena mekudeshes because she can't marry two people. It's not like Rashi. According to Rashi, the fact that she can't marry two people just closes the door on her being able to interpret what she's saying in a different way. But the reason why she's ain't mekudesh is because you can't be mekadesh chatzi isha. There's exactly that kosher that you can't be mekadesh chatzi isha. According to the Rambam, the reason why chetzich mekudeshesli is ain't mekudesh, the reason why chetzich mekudeshesli is ain't mekudesh is because she can't marry two people. And saying chesich mekudeshesli is like saying, according to Rashi, it's not like, when he says chesich mekudeshesli, according to Rashi, is that like saying you could marry somebody else? Rashi, the Rashba. No, it's not like saying you could marry somebody else. Forget. nobody would never would dawn on anybody to think he means you could marry somebody else. Avada doesn't mean that. He means literally chaysich mekudeshes, and that's the enim mekudeshes because isha v'lo chatsi isha. The thing. This is possible. According to Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara, the Rashi's Mahalach in the Gemara, as we'll see, but right now we're in Rashi. When he says chesich mekudeshesli, chatzi isha, the case of chatzi isha, he doesn't mean you could marry somebody else. He means literally chatzi isha, and that's why it's no good. Rashenke, in the case of chatzi ish, if he meant marry half of me, that would also be no good. But there we can interpret what he means to mean something else, that he means I could marry somebody else. According to Rashi, chatzi ish is no good the same way chatzi ish is no good. They're both no good. The difference between chatzi, between iskatshu lechatzoi and chesich mekudeshesli is because when he says iskatshu lechatzoi, he doesn't mean you're marrying chatzi ish. He means something else. Whereas when he says chesich mekudeshesli, he means chatzi ish, and chatzi ish is no good. That's Rashi. The Rambam learns, no, the reason that there's a basic difference between chatzi ish and chatzi ish is okay. Because chatzi ish means he could marry somebody else, which he could. Whereas chatzi ish is no good because it means she could marry somebody else, which she can't do, and that's why chatzi ish is no good. It's not like there's two different interpretations. There's one interpretation. Chatzi ish means that you could marry somebody else, and that's why it's no. That's why it's not a good lashon. He's saying a kiddushin that's no good because she can't marry somebody else. That's like a whole different mahalach in the Gemara. I guess the Havman in the Gemara was that Chatzi Ish. Abai thought that Chatzi Isha means half, you know, my left side, my right side, literally half a lady, half a man. So he says, what's the difference? So Rabbi says, no, that's not what Chatzi Isha means. That's not addressed in that. That's not what Chatzi Isha means. Chatzi Isha means half of your issues. Half of your available kiddushin power is mekudeshes to me, and the other half is left over for somebody else, and that's why it's no good. Whereas hiskatshu lechatzoi means half of my kiddushin power is being employed over here, and that's fine because that's really true, because he has multiple power to be mekadesh many women. There's an avodah here. I'm not going to talk about it today, but I think there's an avodah here that needs to be done. How does the Rambam work in the Gemara? In the Gemara in Gittin, what's the difference? Shir b'kinyonah, loy shir b'kinyonah. The problem with Chatzi Isha is that it says if he's saying marry me and somebody else, or that's what the Rambam compares it to. It's as if he said that we're so professional now. Rambam says his kach lechatzoi is it's as if he's saying marry me and somebody else. So that's no good. Whereas tiskatshu lechatzoi means you and somebody else. I'm marrying you and somebody else. Not that he's actually marrying somebody else right now, but he's leaving the possibility of marrying somebody else. So what's the difference? Shir b'kinyonah, lo shir b'kinyonah. Maybe we'll read that in. Maybe that's good for the pshat and shir b'kinyonah. By chatzi isha, so it's shir b'kinyonah, meaning he obviously means that she should be able to marry somebody else, and that's why it's no good. Whereas by chatzi shufkan chatzi baschoyrin, chatzi shufkan chatzi baschoyrin, he can't mean marry me and marry somebody else, because faket, the other half is a shufkan. The other half can't marry anybody else. Maybe we'll read that into the Gemara and Gittin. I'm just speculating. This didn't go into it. But I think there's another idea just to work through the Gemara and Gittin according to the Rama. Put it this way, again, I'm just thinking out loud. The Chor, the Ram is like only one side of the Bai and Gittin. You have to know, maybe the Ram learned the Bai was Nishat. The according to that side of the Gemara in Gittin, that Chatzi Evan and Chatzi Ben Chayrin, or Chatzi Shifa and Chatzi Beschayrin, has the chisron of Chatzi Isha and Chatzi Ish. But there he certainly didn't mean I can marry somebody else or you could marry somebody else. That's not what he meant. And he didn't say anything. In fact, the Chatzi Evan and Chatzi Ben Chayrin didn't say anything. Chatzi Evan and Chatzi Ben Chayrin was Mekadosh and Isha. And yet the Gemara has it sad that that is the chisron of Chatzi Ish. Chatzi Shifa and Chatzi Beschayrin was it sad that it is the chisron of Chatzi Isha. According to Rambam, the issue of Chatzi Isha and Chatzi Isha is that he's leaving over room for somebody else to marry her or for somebody else to marry him, and that's good for the chiluk in Chatzi Isha and Chatzi Isha. So what does that have to do with Chal to the case of Chatzi Evan and Chatzi Mechor? It's mamish apples and oranges. One thing has nothing to do with the other. The issue of Chatzi Isha is, according to Rambam, the reason why Chatzi Isha is no good is because Ke'ilu is saying to her, I want to marry you in such a way that you could also marry somebody else. And that's why it's no good, because that's not an admissible format of kiddushin. What does that do with Chatzi Evan and Chatzi Mechor? That's not what he's doing with a Chatzi Evan and Chatzi Mechor in his Mekadosh and Isha. He's just marrying her, and he happens to be a Chatzi Evan and Chatzi Mechor, and only half of whom can get married. It has nothing to do with the case of Chatzi Isha. So how's the Gemara Medana? So I think you have to say that's good for the Gemara's Chiluk of Shir B'Kinyonim. That by Chatzi Isha it's no good because he was Meshayah B'Kinyonim, meaning that what he's doing by the Mekadosh and Chatzi Isha is leaving room for somebody else to marry her, and that's no good. It'll come out that the Rambam is going like that side in the bayo that Chatzi Evan and Chatzi Mechorin could be Mekadosh. You start to wonder, we're here already, how does the Rambam pass in the Nekamar? I'm winging it out a little bit, but what? He says it's a Sofik. It's a Sofik Kiddushin. It's a little bit strange. Suffolk Kiddushin, so he should. It's a Suffolk Kiddushin. So his Kachi L'Chatzoi. Why isn't it also Suffolk Kiddushin? The Rambam says his Kachi L'Chatzoi is good because he has power to marry two women. So Meir according to Rashi is good. That means we interpret what he's saying not to be in a case of really, literally of Chatzish. It's not really a Chatzish. He means something else entirely. According to Rambam, that's not called meaning something else entirely. The Chatzi Isha is no good because a Kiddushin, that is the din of Chatzi Isha. I'm going to leave this to you to work out. How to work out? How's I'm going to work with the Gemara and Gittin? I think Ram's going to have to different shot than in Chazir Lekula. But you know, that's homework, just to work out. How is the Ram going to read to the Gemara and Gittin? Anyway, we have Maisa Machlekes, the Rashi on the one end, Rashi and the Rashi, as we'll see, and the Rambam on the other. How do I understand pshat in the Gemara? What's the difference in Chazish and Chazish? Rashi learns they're really the same. Rashi and Rashi are fundamentally Chazish and Chazish are the same. The only difference is that by Chatzi Ish, it's Chatzi L'Chatzoi, we reinterpret what he's saying to mean something entirely different that doesn't belong to Hasidim. Whereas the Rambam learns, no, the difference between Chatzi Ish and Chatzi Isha is Hagufa. That a Chatzi Isha, since she can't marry somebody else, and that's what Chatzi Isha means, that's why it's not a Lashon of Kiddushin. And Chatzi Ish means, you Chatzi Ish means I could marry somebody else, and that's why it is a good Lashon of Kiddushin. We're going to have a Gemara with the Taisu Yezot on the side. says like this, something is missing here, but what he says is, if you happen to have it, it's the bottom of the second column. Yeah, it's come up. There's some other gemara that plays you guys often. Avok yom lechatzoi, what's on isho, ki yikach ish isho, loy chazio, the eish is isha sur la'ache, v'havu lo kaman to omer iskachi li u la'ache. That's the derech, that's the ram. Chetzik mekudeshus li is no good, because it's as if he's saying iskachi li u la'ache, and that's why it's no good. That's my mishal derech, the ram. Avok yom lechatzoi ben isratzeis, but when he said lechatzoi, then she is mekudeshus. He didn't mean I want to be Makadosh. Only half of me is marry you. Then he says, V'chosev Rabbeinu Meir, pshita sh'arashus b'yodoy. What does he have to say to her? I can marry somebody else. Pshit the shah, just be other. What does he have to speak to her? But here it's that I feel like actually make him a sikapayu, even if he can't afford more than one wife. Now, many of the ainer shai, and the gemara says, "Yivam is if he can't afford another wife, except by cutting into what he's due to this wife, he's not allowed to marry another wife." Hocher shai, the key looks a little bit fairish on me. Here he could, because that's what he spoke out, that if I will, that's what he meant when he said, marry half of me, that I can, even though you're going to pay for it financially, I should be able to marry another wife. V'das haramam kipirish kamo. Very not clear what's going on over here. It's obviously lines missing. He only said one parish. What's pirish kamo? There's only one parish over here. There's a line missing in Tosfos Yerushalmi. But what it sounds like he's saying is, sounds like what he's saying is like this. That he had to put two pshatim in the Ram. I think this is what's missing here. He had two pshatim. First, he brought the Ram's pshat. That the difference in chetzich and chatzoi, between chatzish and chatzish, is like the Ram. Chetzich means you could marry somebody else. And she can't, so that's why he's not good. And chatzoi means I can marry somebody else, and he can. That's why it is a good logic. Then he brought, and I think what's the missing line in the Tesri Yisokin, he brought Rashi Pshat. Different Pshat, the other Pshat in the world, the Rashi, that Chatzi Isha is no good because it's no good. Because there's no other way to interpret what he means. When he says Chatzi Isha, he means literally Chatzi Isha. He doesn't mean you could marry another man, because that's ridiculous. He means I'm marrying here for you, and that's why it's no good. Now, She'enkin, by Chatzi Ish, we interpret what he's saying. When he said "Vayesh Mashenke Vaychatzish Vayiskatch Lechatzoi," if he meant literally Lechatzoi, would that also be no good? But we have a plan B interpretation. He doesn't mean marry here for me. He just means I'm being master that I should be able to marry another person, and that's how the Erech Rashi. Again, it's missing in Tosfos Yerushalmi, but that's what has to be filled in. So now he asks a question. He says, "Why is he making such a tonight?" He's saying, I'm being masnad that if I want to, I can marry another woman. What's the point? He can marry another woman without speaking out with this woman. So why does he have to speak it out? It's pointless. So he said, no, it may, it's negative. If he doesn't have so much money, if he can't really afford another wife, so then he does have to speak out the tonight. And then he says, but we feel around, but you don't need this. That's the Rambam Kipirish Kama, and then you don't need this one. Why don't you need this one according to the Rambam? Poshut. If you learn like the Rambam, his chetzich mekudeshes liya. I'm marrying half. He said he's marrying half the lady. Means she could marry somebody else, and that's why it's no good. His kachil chatzoi means I can marry somebody else, and that's why it is good. So in the Rambam, there's no point in asking why did he have to speak it out. He can marry somebody else anyway. So what? Okay, fine. So he could. He didn't have to speak it out. So do something about it. He spoke out something he didn't have to speak out. So what? That's not a kasha. That's what he did. That's what it is. That's what he did. He spoke out that he should be able to marry somebody. He said his kashu lechatzoi, which means he can marry somebody else, which he could do, and finished. You have a problem why he spoke it out? So what? He likes to talk, and that's what he said. The kashu is only in Rashi. According to Rashi, if you take what he said literally,
then his katshi lechatzoi means the same thing as his chetzich mekudeshli. Half a woman, half a man. That's what it means. That's the literal translation. His katshi lechatzoi means marry half of me, which should be no good, because chatz ish omer rechmanu v'loy chatz ish. So why is it good? Why is his katshi lechatzoi mekudeshes? Because we reinterpret what he's saying, and we say, no, he doesn't mean literally that he wants that she should marry half of him. He means something else. He means to build a tenai into the kiddushin that he should have permission to marry somebody else. So we are now taking his words out of their simple meaning, and we're giving them a new interpretation that he means to be masna that he should be allowed to marry another woman. Then it's takahashi. Why would somebody do that? And if there's no reason why somebody would do that, then that's probably not what he means. He probably means what he said, that you're marrying half of me, and it should be enim kudeshes, the same way chetzich mekudeshes is enim kudeshes. We can only reinterpret his words if the interpretation that we're putting on his words is something that somebody might want to say. So that's his kasha. Why would somebody want to say that? So he said, yeah, no, somebody might want to say that, because the halacha is you can only take another wife if you can afford both. So he might want to speak out that I should be able to marry somebody else whether I can afford it or not. And even if he happens to be rich now, but maybe later he won't be rich, so he's being masked. No matter what, I should be allowed to marry another wife. That's something that somebody might say. So therefore, we have a right to interpret, to take his words out of the simple meaning, and to give him this spin. But says the Tosfos Yizalkin, but that's the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you don't need it. According to the Rambam, Chizkat Shilchatzoi, there is no other interpretation. Chizkat Shilchatzoi means, literally, I'm allowed to marry you. Chizkat Shilchatzoi means, literally, I'm marrying you and maybe somebody else in the future. That's what it means. So why do you have to speak it out? Kashi Mike said, that's what it means. That's what he said. Okay, let's go on a little bit in the Gemara, and then the Rashi will take up later. I don't forget to today, maybe tomorrow. But I think it's important to start the next sugya, because we'll have more to work with. So the Gemara continues. Amalei mazut rebeid rab meri le rabino. V'nifshetu lo kiddushin v'chulo. Mi lo yisanyo, imi raglush zo elu teiku lo elu. Afilu madom eiku lo elu. Hani mi lehechen mekadosh dobesh en neshoma tluyu baya. Amal mekadosh dobesh en neshoma tluyu baya. Havi yu kulo elu. So, Mazuch is asking, why do I say Pashto? The Kiddushin, by Chetzich Mekudeshesli, why is it no good? The Kiddushin should be Mispashed from Chetzich to Kula. Chetzich is a Dovash and Shomet Luyubay. By Dovash and Shomet Luyubay, there's in a Pashto, so let the Kiddushin be Mispashed to Kula. It's my Kakasha. So what does Rashi say? Venishit to Kiddushin to Kula. Yom Chetzich Mekudeshesli, Dom Mekudeshes Belosh and Hektish Gomelah. Tosfos elaborates in Rashi. He says, "What's the word kasha b'chal? Poshta. Poshta is a kasha by kedushin. You say poshta. Make a taste that didn't poshta by kedushin at all." Tosfos says, "Because he said a lashon of hekdesh. Since he said kedushin b'lachin and b'lashon hekdesh, so we should have a din of poshta." And Tosfos says, therefore, that if he's mekavish b'lashon acheres, like harayat moresisli or something, then the Gemara would never kasha. But since the case is his kasha, he said a lashon of hekdesh, so it should have a din. It should have a din of poshta. He should know what that would. So that's. That's strange. I mean, why does it matter? If Kiddushin doesn't have it in a Pashto, what does it matter that he said a Lashon of Hekdesh? Well, when I say Kiddushin doesn't have it in a Pashto. So Pashto Pshat, maybe there are fancy Pshat, but the Pashto Pshat is, but in the Chanami, it's not that Kiddushin is Be'etzim a Lashon of Pashto. But since he said a Lashon of Hekdesh, the Oslo Kuliyam of Hekdesh, so he means to be Mekavishir, whatever Hekdesh does, that's what he means to do. So if by Hekdesh the din is Pashto, so he means that he wants a Mekadosh Kula. Not that he's Mekadosh Hefer and is Taka din of Pashto. But Kiddushin doesn't have a din of, just a Lashon Chachamim, Hekdesh is a Lashon Chachamim, where's in that base? Kiddushin is not a Lashon Torah. Lashon Torah is Kicho. Kiddushin is Lashon Chachamim. So the Torah didn't, so there's no there's a cost that Kiddushin has a din of Pashto. Hekdesh is in a Pashto. But since he used the lashon of hekdesh, so he means to be mekadosher. He means to simulate the din of hekdesh. Hekdesh is be'etzim mispashet. Kiddushin is not be'etzim mispashet, but if he's mekadosher, but lashon hekdesh, so he means that he's mekadosh whatever is analogous to what it would be by hekdesh. And if by hekdesh chetzi behema zu is hektish. It will be chal b'kulo. So that's what he means to do when he's mekadosh shiva. He means to be mekadosh kulo. That's the pasuk. Yeah, it's right in the world. Maybe not. Maybe taka when you do when you mekadosh lashon hektish, taka works differently when you mekadosh with other lashonis. It's a different kind of kiddushin. It's still as right like that. But that's a lot of the pasuk is not. The pasuk is kiddushin is kiddushin. But what does it matter what lashon he says? But what lashon he says is, shows me what he means. So if he said a lashon of hektish, he means it should be chal b'ayfun of hektish. It's a little bit horrible here because that assumes that he knows the din of pashto. He knows the din of pashto and he means it with the pashto. So what's the Gemara's answer is that it's not pashto. It's next line of Gemara because she only had das v'chetzi. Why is she only a das v'chetzi? He said a lashon of hektish and hektish and he meant it with dinei hektish. So maybe she meant it with dinei hektish too. She doesn't want tanya. She doesn't want the same way he wants because he meant it. Maybe if it's a din be'etzim that the pashta happens on its own. So she makul chal. He was mekadosh her for it, and the pashta happens on its own. But it can't happen. It can't be chal on her if she doesn't want. But if we're saying that even mitzidoi, it only works because he wants it to work. Not be'etzim that the kiddushin is pashto. He meant to be mekadosh all of her. If this, since he used the lashon of hektish, the Gemara is asking, let's say that he means to be mekadosh all of her. So let's say that she means to be mekadosh all of her. That's the Gemara's assuming he knows dinei pashto and she doesn't know dinei pashto. I mean, it could be, but that's a little bit. Rashi should speak that out. Somebody should speak that out. The Gemara is assuming he probably knows dinei pashto. She doesn't know. He went to Brisk. She didn't go to Brisk. What?
Isn't that a
chriach
for the raid already? That's some like random
thing
that's just being
child. Something to do with the idea of the people. Yeah, if you say it like that, that it really is an imposter, then that would solve the problem. That's hard to believe, but that's so.
At that point, why don't we just put all the dinim of Hadakish to this Nisha? And say the Shia, and they would have Hadakish, why not Dafka Pashta? Maybe there should be an Isra Elon.
Well, I don't think because he doesn't have a koyach to put on Yisrael Milan. But he has the koyach from the Kaddish Oliver. In other words, if he meant to be Mekaddish Oliver, because if it would have been Hektish, Hektish implies all of it's going to become Kaddish. So he means to be Mekaddish Oliver. It's not that some din that he has no koyach to be Mech. It means even though he said Chetzech, but since in Dine Hektish, Chetzech becomes Kula, so he means Kula, and Kula has a koyach to be Mekaddish. So it's as if he's saying, I want to be Mekaddish Oliver. So, but then it's very strange. So then what's the Gemara's teretz? That's a cheres. We don't be behemo. Hosel behemo. Hocha, that's a cheres. Ale dami el o dami agechen. Behemo shesh nishut v'nit ishchetzi. V'chosu lakuk v'disho. V'day shirein akei. V'ay shetum et mosk yetzi bo. And then we get into dine dite. Anyway, in the Gemara, the emphasis is, there's anyway a problem with the Gemara. I mean, maybe we'll start with that. The Gemara anyway needs a husband. The Gemara says, let's say Pashto. So the Gemara answers, no, but you need her das. And she didn't have das for Kuma. She only had das for Chetzu. But you need his das too. You start from that end. Don't you need his das too? So what's the difference? You need his das and you need her das. So the same way the Gemara says, Pashto doesn't work because you don't have her das, why didn't the Gemara answer, Pashto doesn't work because you don't have his das? So if that was the question, so we could be mechalik. We could say his das is a din in the maisa. To do the maisa kedushin has to be done with das. So it's enough. He did a maisa kedushin in half of her midas, and then the poshta happens on its own. Mashiach in her das is a din in the chalois. It's a din in the chalois hakedushin. She can't be. The kedushin can't be chal in her bal korcha. In Basmachne, we had a whole discussion. Rashi and Nevi'im, how do we know you need her das? Is it Xeris Hakosuv? Or is it because of Das Machna, like the Gemara says in Daf Mem Gimel, steers in Rashi, Rashi Yivama says it's a kosel, Rashi in Daf Mem Gimel says that you need Das Machna. But kacha, even if it's exerce a kosel, but the exerce a kosel could be that the kiddush is not chal in her without her das. But it's not even the maisa kiddush, she doesn't do the maisa kiddush, he does the maisa kiddush. In other words, we could be mechalik b'etzim, maybe that's what's mochach in this Gemara. His das is that he does the maisa kiddush, we need his das because we need his das in the maisa kiddush. So we have his das in the Maisa Kiddushin. The Maisa Kiddushin was in half. And the Pashta happens on its own. That doesn't need his das. I don't care if we have his das. But her das, if it's, whether it's Al Das Machne, or even if it's Gezeres Akosu, but her das not a din in the Maisa Kiddushin. She's not the one who does the Maisa Kiddushin. Her das is a din in the Chaloisa Kiddushin. The Kiddushin not chal in her Bal Korcha. It's like being Mechil Hektish in a behemoth that doesn't belong to you. The problem's not only in the Maisa, the problem's in the Chalais. You can't be Mechel Chalais in a behemoth that's not yours. So he can't be Mechel Chalais Kiddushin in an Isha, if she doesn't want. So in the Gemara itself, there's certainly room to play with that. But the question is, what I asked before, but Lefit Taisis, Lechara, there's no Etzim Din Poshtin Kiddushin. If he was Mekadosh in some other language, there wouldn't be a Din of Poshtin Kiddushin. So why is the Gemara say they should be in Poshta? Only because he happened to use the Lashon of Hekdesh? And why is the Lashon of Hekdesh creates it in Poshta? Chari just means, because if he said Poshta, then even though Avada literally is all in Poshta by Kiddushin, but since he says Poshta, and since by a Behema where there is a din, by Hekdesh where there is a din in Poshta, so when you say Chetzi, it becomes Kula, so when you're Mekadosh by Lashon of Chetzia, but you use the Lashon of Hekdesh, your Lashon of Kiddushin, so you mean to be Mekadosh all of her. So then we're already assuming that he knows Dina Ekdish and he means Dina Kaddish all of it. So then it's Takash. So then Distaya Kushya. So she also means that. So what's the difference in him and her? There is a Rashba here. I wasn't going to talk about it today, but maybe we'll just mention it. There is a Rashba. I don't know if the Rashba is addressing this question or not. The Rashba Taka asks. The Rashba says Tmili. What does it mean? Das Necheres. Haven de'i mekabla kiddushin. Since she was mekabla kiddushin, daito she yivshitu kiddushin bechulu. The Rashba Taka asks. I don't know if he means it with this lumdus that there's no real din apostle that. The Rashba says the kash itself. He says, why are you assuming that she does? If there's a dinner poshta and she was makabel of kiddushin, then she wants kula. How does the Rashba know? Maybe it means because of his chesmen. Because it's the same as him. He has to know about poshta, so she also could know about poshta. I know, the Rashba doesn't say where he's coming from in this question, but he does ask, who says she doesn't want kula? Maybe she wants kula. Since it's a dinner poshta, she wants kula. So Rashba is a very strange answer. Rashba says, "Benichali, the kaven de ilu boy ihili ikuvei ma'akva, ve'enu mekudesh is mekudesh dvar bilvad." Since you have to come out to her das, and if she doesn't want, the kiddushin won't be chal. So hashta the boy lemishit bekula havi lekimakachas es atzma. So it lacks in kikach lo kisikach, because since you have to come out to her das, so even if she wants it, but it's kisikach, because her das is making the kiddushin be chal. Face value, it's Amish Chappelle. What is she talking about? Every kiddushin is like that. Every kiddushin is not chal unless she wants. So why do you say, oh, so that's kisikach? What's this any different? And then he says, Aval Rabbein Hananel, Nirish and Ishmael, because she's Rabbein Hananel, it's a different heret. And he says, Came in the Shomele, the Omer Chetzech, Le Gomul, Umknai, and Afshin Klau. Rabbein Hananel says, since she heard Chetzech, she only was with Shatzele Chetzech. That, by the way, makes me think that he's not coming from where I was coming from. Because you still have the question, what do you mean? He said, but maybe he also only means chetzi. He said chetzi, maybe he only means chetzi. Same as she only means chetzi. Ella, I know, because he knows the din of poshta, so maybe she also knows the din of poshta. Seems that's not where he was coming from. Yes, this is a source of fear. This Rashba needs a hesper. But I think we're not going to do that today either. A lot of work you to do. And maybe there's a gili over here that is talking not just that's what he means. Not what he means. But somehow, because he's Makadosh or Belosh and Akdish, maybe this taka didn't apostle. It's hard to understand. hard to hard to believe. I just want to speak out of Reb Chaim. I have to leave some. I want us to speak out of Reb Chaim because Reb Chaim is also an introduction to Nekudas that are important going through this. Then Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. I want to go back to the beginning and go through the Rashba.
Sorry, just finally. When, let's say the person says Rabbi Shulzu, does he have to have in mind that's
No, about enough. About enough. He's Makdis the Rebbe. And then the Kiddushin is pushed by itself. Then the Kiddushin is pushed on itself.
So
and that's like, and it doesn't need his das. It doesn't need his das. I guess it's different than somebody else's behemoth. Somebody else's behemoth is not just lack of das. You can't be mechel in somebody else's behemoth. But here, in his own behemoth, he could be mechel. Das you don't need. He had das for the Rebbe. The Rebbe is pushed.
So for Tosos also, it's not that he has das when it comes to
Right.
It's just that the lashon of kiddushin automatically means that it's going to be like hekdesh and it's going to be boshin. It's not necessarily that that's what he has in mind.
The lashon of kiddushin be'etzem means that it should be able to be boshin, and therefore it doesn't matter if that's what he means. So how could it be boshin? It doesn't have a din of pashto. I don't know what it means that it should be able to be boshin. But it's not able to be pashtu because there's no gzeres hakosu of pashtu by kiddushin. So if you say that the nechnami is not really pashtu, he just means to be mekadosh all over al derech the din of pashtu. And it's very hard to understand. So what's the word there? It's karma. Again, let's say because he knows the halachas and she doesn't know the halachas. No, that's not what the Rashba is saying. That's for sure. Yeah, it does sound like somehow. I don't understand how that goes. It sounds like there's a real din pashto here. So I speak to brief. Just tell you Rav Chaim briefly. Where brings Rav Chaim? So it's like this. The hafloy is the kasher in the sugya. The hafloy says, what's the comparison to pashto? What's the most dimin? By pashto, the kedushas takachal on the regel. There's nothing wrong with mekadosh regel. You could be mekadosh regel. If there would be no din pashto, you could be mekadosh regel, and the regel would be kodesh. And you mocha and from the nimeira, you know, and you would sell it and the. Anyway, the case we would deal with it. We have kedushas dama. The regel would have kedushas dama. So the kedushas is chal in the regel. Once the kedushas is chal in the regel, then it's poshtu. By a chatzu isha, the kedushas is not chal in the first place. Because isha will a chatzu isha. So you mekadosh a chatzu isha. What's the worst kasha we should say poshtu? It never gets off the ground. In order to say poshtu, first you have to be mekadosh makdish the regel, and then the kedushas is poshtu. Over here, the chatzu isha is not mekudosh in the first place. So what kind of poshtu do you have? That's the kasha of the haflo. Yeah, the emesif will say, like I was suggesting before in Taisus, that there really is no din of pashto be'etzem. We just say this is what he means. He means kula because by using the lashon of hefkish, he's flagging that he means kula. So then some of the kasha of the haflo doesn't start. But anyway, the haflo assumed that it's a pashto dikadin. So he says, so what's the comparison? In order to say pashto, you have to get off the ground. Where's the pashto? How does it get off the ground? The chetzi not mekudesh in the first place. That we should then turn around and say poshtu. That's the aflos kasha. So Rav Chaim elaborates on the aflos kasha, and he says, really yesh lachter. He says it's a din of isha v'lechatzi isha, a din in the ma'isa kiddushin, or is it in the chaloisa kiddushin? It's a din. The ma'isa kiddushin, you can't do a ma'isa kiddushin of being makdash half an isha. Or is it then that kiddushin can't be chal in a chatz isha? It says the haflos kasha depends on this chakira. If we learn that chatz isha is a din in the chalois, you could be makdash chatz isha, but a chatz isha can't be an ashes isha. There's nothing wrong with the ma'isa kedushin. It's a fine ma'isa kedushin. You were mekadosh half, but there's no such thing as half an isha being an eshes ish. So if that's kasha, I'm not sure, because the pashas chal instantaneously. There's no span of time during which he's a chatzi eshes ish. You do a ma'isa kedushin and half of her immediately. It's pashta and kula. So you have a full eshes ish. So then that first kasha wouldn't be shver. That first kasha is only shver if we assume. That isha v'lechatzi isha is a din in the ma'isa kiddushin. You can't do a ma'isa kiddushin in a chatzi isha. You can't do a ma'isa kiddushin in a chatzi isha. So then the flaws that has a point. Here, what are you talking about, poshto? The ma'isa kiddushin in the first place was no good because you would try to be mekadosh chatzi isha, and that's not a valid ma'isa kiddushin. So let's see. Which is it? Can we bring a raya? Is the din of chatzi ishev lechatzi ishev the din of the ma'aseh kiddushin? Then nafloz kasha ishev. Or is the din of the chaloseh kiddushin? Then nafloz kasha is not shev. So Rav Chaim is a raya from the Gemara on the base. The Gemara on the base is a bayah. What if he said chetzich shnei chetzich b'putumah? He's mekadosh shnei chetzich. Where's that place of the shayla? Why is it? Do I say any shem is kadosh is lechatzoyin? I say no, since it's bechod is in the tzikot. This is Chaim. If the din of chatzich is the din of the chalos, so the most vayah makes, but doesn't start. What's the vayah? And he was mekadosh both here. She was never a chatzich eshes ish. There's nothing lacking here in the chalos. There's never a chatzich isha in whom eshes ish has to be chal. He's mekadosh both here simultaneously. What's the problem? The chalos, both hairs become an eshes ish together. So she's a cool eshes ish. Al kochach nemora held that it's a din in the maisa kiddush. The chatzich is in the maisa kiddush. You can't do a maisa kiddush in the chatzich isha. So Mar Zitzav, if you said Shnei Chetzich, maybe that kaka lacks, maybe that still lacks, maybe not. Maybe since it's Bechadazim, then we look at it as a Maisa Kiddushin in all of her. Or maybe not, since he says Beloshin Shnei Chetzich, maybe we look at it as two acts of B'Makadosh, half of her, and that's a Chisor in the Maisa Kiddushin. There's a Chayim, it's a Raya from the Mordom and Beis, that the din of Isha B'Lechatzi Isha, somebody took a Raya, Chayim's a Raya, that the din of Isha of Isha B'Lechatzi Isha is in the Maisa Kiddushin. This is important chakir all by itself, but for the Rashi also going to be very important. The Rav Chaim is machriya that din of isha v'lechatzi isha din of the ma'aseh kiddushin. If it's a din of the ma'aseh kiddushin, says Rav Chaim, then nachlo is right. Then nachlo is kasha taka good kasha. What's the kasha? Well, what does anybody want from poshta? You can't do a ma'aseh kiddushin in a chatzi isha. What do you feel about after which it should be poshta? The ma'aseh kiddushin in a chatzi isha doesn't start. I would be moistened. Halei dvarim kal v'chomer. Even shnei chetzich beprutu l'gemar is mesupik, maybe it's no good. So how could poshta be better? Says Rav Chaim, also the achlos hakamad v'kashas. Now we understand, now we see the focal point of the achlos kashas. Since Isha v'lechatz Isha is a chisor in the Maisa Kiddushin, so when you're Makadosh Chatz Isha, it's not a good Maisa Kiddushin, so what are you talking about Poshta? Says Rav Chaim, Kochach, Poshta is also done in the Maisa Kiddushin. That Poshta doesn't mean that the regal becomes Kaddush, and then the Kiddusha that was Chal in the regal is Poshta in the whole behemoth. Poshta is done in the Maisa. That the mice being makdish the regal is mispashit, it becomes a mice being makdish the whole behemoth. So the mele, that's the terrace of the first kasha. The Gemara is asking, yes, true. Chatzi isha is a chisor in the mice kiddushin, because you can't do a mice kiddushin in a chatzi isha. But through poshto, the mice kiddushin should be mispashit in kol isha. The famous lesson of Rashi is, Yesh koich b'ma'amore lipshot. It's talking about Hekdush. Yesh koich b'ma'amore lipshot. Doesn't Hekdush is part of this patient. The mimer, the mimer being makdush is patient. That's like, that's Rav Chaim. And the Chaim is also implicit. So Rav Chaim is telling me two major yusaitis. That didn't have Isha, but Lechatz Isha didn't have Maisa Kiddushin. That is Machir from the Mornam Advais. And in Meili's Mechir, that the Dinah Poshta is also the Maisak, and the Maisak Kiddushin, the Maisak Kiddushin, because otherwise you have Nachlos Kasha. If Dinah Poshta is in the Maisak Kiddushin, and everyone wants to post over here, it must be that Poshta is also the Maisak Kiddushin. And Lechor, that's the Essen Yisoid. Lechor, we can read it into Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis say that we only say Poshta when he was Makadosh B'Loshin Kiddushin. If he was Makadosh with some other Loshin, then we don't say Poshta. If the Dinah Poshta was in the. So, yeah, it's like this. Depends on how we learn. If we learn like I suggested before at the beginning, except we're keep running into problems, that there's no real din of poshta by kiddushin. It just means when he said chetzia, he meant kulosh. And there's nothing, there's no lumbus here at all. But if you should learn that the way, that there's a real din of poshtu by kiddushin, but only if he says b'loshen hefdesh, so then, I don't understand it. But then you have to say like Reb Chaim, that the din of poshtu is in the maisa kiddushin, not in the chalois. Because the chalois kiddushin, no matter what loshen uses, is about the same chalois. You can't say that if you're mekadosh b'loshen hefdesh, the chalois kiddushin is somehow different than the chalois kiddushin if you're mekadosh in some other loshen. That's about Ein L'Zeshach. It must be that the poshtu not in the chalois kiddushin. The poshtu is in the maisa kiddushin. And then we can mechalik. If he's mekadosh b'loshen hekdesh, and that's a ma'aseh kiddushin that has it in a poshto. If he's mekadosh with some other loshen, then that's a ma'aseh kiddushin that doesn't have it in a poshto. Except the kamar, I don't understand that either. You know, I understand that it's just a question about his das altogether. Yeah, the haflon of chayim, they're all going that it's not just. You know, if we assume, we'll call it the balabata shuchah. That the din of poshtu na gemara doesn't really mean there's a lumdus of poshtu by kiddushin. There's no such lumdus of poshtu by kiddushin. It's not really poshtu. The gemara just means, since he's using the lashon hekdesh, so if he says chetzio and he knows that by kiddushin chetzio becomes kula, so he really means to be mekadosh all over, and there's really no lumdus here involved. So then the haflos kasha doesn't start. So what do you ask me? The kiddushin wasn't chal, how he had poshtu, the kiddushin never chal in the first place. He meant to be Mekadosh Kula, so the Kedushin was Chal in the first place. And then the Haflah doesn't get off the ground. Then there's no Haflah, there's no Reb Chaim, there's no anything. The Haflah and Reb Chaim, and of course I have other problems besides, you know, that the Haflah and Reb Chaim don't get off the ground. Maybe that's not a problem, maybe that's good, because we won't have to deal with the Haflah's Kasha. But then I don't understand why doesn't she also mean, what's the worst, Das Acheres? If he knows about Poshtu, then she also knows about Poshtu, so what's going on? So, doesn't sound like I'm right. Sounds like somehow it needs to be understood. I don't know. Somehow there's a real din of poshtu by kiddushin. That's their premise anyway. That's the haflor of chayim. Their premise is that there's a real. It seems to be the premise of the Rashi also, that there's a real din poshtu by kiddushin, but only if he said a lashon of kiddushin. It's not kapponim. I think that's also right. There, chayim just said that if we're going to mechalik in the lashonis of kiddushin, poshtu must be in the. Can't be, it's in the chalois. The chalois of kiddushin is the same chalois no matter what. It's not as if, you know, if you marry with a lashon of kiddushin, she becomes one kind of eishes ish, and you marry with some other lashon, she becomes a different kind of eishes ish. A lot of nuts, it's the same eishes ish no matter what. In the maisa kiddushin, maybe somehow there's a mokum lechal, that if you're makadosh of a lashon kiddushin, then it's a maisa kiddushin that has hektish to kegdor. And then the maisa kiddushin is mispashit bekulo. And if he's mispashit with not a lashon of kiddushin, then it doesn't have hechtish kedarim, and then the ma'aseh kiddushin not mispashit bekulu. It only makes sense if you learn that they didn't oppose it, they didn't ma'aseh kiddushin. Anyway, so that's the Reb Chaim, but that's just to know going through. This is going to be a touchstone. Keep coming back. This is Reb Chaim right? Is it Reb Chatzis Yishud in the ma'aseh kiddushin, or is it in the chalaseh kiddushin? Reb Chaim is an interesting guy from Shnei Chetzif and Pruta. Sounds like a very strong guy. And Reb Chaim writes about Poshta. The Poshta is in the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, not in the Chalaseh Kiddushin. Okay, fine. So we have to work this through. So Mitzvah tomorrow, I want to go through the Rashba from and the whole sugya from the beginning. There's a lot of Rashba here, and everything in the Rashba is awesome. The Gemara that the Rashba quotes, you should look up.